Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, December the 12th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. The market erased all its previous week's gains and fell more than 1% last week, despite a sharp correction in oil prices. The slightly hawkish tone by the Reserve Bank of India, fear of economic slowdown globally, and caution ahead of the FOMC meeting this week are some of the reasons that contributed to the selling pressure last week. Tech stocks were the worst performers because of growing concerns over global growth. Energy, infrastructure, and auto stocks were on a losing wicket. But overall, index losses were limited by some gains in the FMCG sector and banking space. In terms of index levels, we are now at 62,182 on the Sensex and a tad below 18,500 on the Nifty. Now, Nifty has broken its crucial support of 18,500, which was holding for several sessions. So technical analysts now say that Nifty could find support at 18,410. And on the higher side, 18,600 to 18,650 is a good resistance. If that breaks, the next stop could be at 18,887. But overall, the coming week could also be a week of consolidation. The focus, of course, will be on the Fed outcome on the 14th. Apart from the macroeconomic numbers, including inflation data for India, US, Europe, and UK, most experts expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by 0.5% in this meeting, lower than the 75 basis points hike announced in the last four meetings. This 50 basis point move will lift rates to a target range of 4.25% to 4.5%, the highest since 2007. A Bloomberg survey of global economists signaled a 50 basis point tightening next year and then a hold on rates there for the rest of 2023. But very interestingly, over the last five interest rate cycles, that is 1995, 1997, 2000, 2006 and 2018, the average hold at the peak rate was 11 months. And those were the periods where inflation was more stable. I thought this is a very interesting data point. The market at the moment seems a bit disconnected, perhaps assuming that the Fed will start to cut rates after the peak rate within a quarter or two. But the reality is that when the cuts will start will really depend on how the inflation number pans out. In fact, that will be the most important thing to watch out ahead of the FOMC meeting this week. The inflation print for November is due tomorrow, that is Tuesday. Largely, economists expect that the US inflation numbers will decline further this month from 7.6% recorded in October. Hopefully, there won't be any surprises on that count. And if that were the case, the FOMC outcome could be on expected lines. But again, the tone of the Fed chair will set the tone of the market. On domestic front, the CPI inflation for November is the key number to watch out for. It's due today and it's expected to ease to 6.4% from 6.77% reported in October due to fall in oil and food prices. Core inflation is likely to remain stable, easing to 6.2% in November. The favorable base effect is also likely to help bring down inflation number. But the Main Street is still divided on whether the RBI will go easy on rates or keep up the pace of hike in the coming months. Some economists like Rahul Bajoria of Barclays expect the central bank to remain hawkish even going forward. So if the inflation print falls and stabilizes below the 6% threshold, that would help the central bank take a pause in the rate hike. Currently, the RBI expects inflation at 6.6% for the current quarter and 5.9% for the last quarter of FY23, with the full year estimate at 6.7%. This is assuming oil prices at $100 a barrel, which is currently at $76 a barrel. This, the oil price, is the one thing that is giving markets a sense of relief and actually hope as far as the inflation numbers are concerned. Oil prices in the international markets fell quite sharply last week amid increasing recession fears, especially after recent economic data from the United States, Europe, and China. Brent crude futures corrected 11% in the passing week to close at $76 a barrel, while WTI crude futures dropped 10.5% to $71 a barrel on a week-on-week basis. Falling oil prices is definitely a boon for India and, in fact, a supportive factor for equity markets as it lowers fiscal deficit concerns as well as inflation concerns. And of course, it will result in better margin performance for corporates too. Now, as far as FII flows for this week is concerned, inflows are certainly slowing. In fact, this month so far, we've seen about 5,600 crore of net outflows. But then, as has been the trend for much of this year, the domestic institutions were on the opposite side buying about 7,000 crores worth of shares this month. As for the primary markets, this week is going to be hectic with three IPOs opening for subscription with an offer size totaling to 1,800 crores. The most talked about of them is, of course, Sula Vineyards, which opens for subscription today with an offer size of more than 960 crores. And I'll talk about this in detail tomorrow. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.